Okay, so in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about a new children's book that is called Zora and Me. I just finished reading it over the weekend, and I highly recommend it. It's the first of a trilogy in which the lead character is a childhood Zora Neale Hurston. Zora Neale Hurston, of course, the famous Harlem Renaissance writer, born in the South, but went on to write. Most people probably know her for Their Eyes Were Up, Watching God. But first, before we begin the discussion of the children's book that makes her into a girl detective, we wanted to actually hear the voice of Zora Neale Hurston herself. And there are some amazing recordings that she made.
That Old Black Gal is a spiking song that I got down there in Miami and was sung by Max Ford, the singing line on this construction crew. Used for spiking down the rails. That old black gal keep on grumbling, new pair of shoes, Lord.
That is the voice of Zora Neale Hurston in June of 1939 in Miami. She was part of a Library of Congress project funded by the WPA to record the sound of cultures, not just in Florida, which is where she was then, but she went all around to the Caribbean, to the Bahamas, everywhere. She was recording not just the sound of people outside the United States, but people in the United States, especially working class Black Americans in the middle of Jim Crow segregation. And there's some of the best archival tape that we have.
But you also have a character here who's such a close observer of the life around her. And really her literature
Which makes her the perfect detective, right?
I mean, you can just see her peering around the corner and getting that essential detail that becomes so much of her work.
Absolutely. And let's take another listen, actually, to Zora Neale Hurston herself. This is also from 1939. And here she is talking about someone in a sawmill that's called a shack rooster. And that a shack rooster is a guy who's hired to wake up the workers in a big camp.
In all the big work camps, sawmills and turpentine steel and road camps and whatnot, they have a man to go around and wake up the camp. And he has various chants and hollers to wake them up, and sometimes he makes them up as he goes along. Well, I heard these at Laufman, a big sawmill down in Polk County. Wake up, bullies, get on the rock. Tain't quiet, day, but it's 5 o'clock. Come on, on that cover, bullies. Come on up on that cover, unless you want some trouble with the walk. Come on.
I can feel getting up early in the morning. It's cold at the work camp.
Yeah, he's probably not a popular guy.
No.
So he's got to sing it so that people don't throw things at him. But, the great thing about Zora Neale Hurston is, as you said, she was not just an observer, but she told these stories in a way that made people listen. I mean, the people still remember the stories that she told even as a child. And that's one of the things that comes up in the children's book is the way she tells stories, the way she talks about things makes people pay attention.
And there's always like there's something going on here is sort of the Zora Neale Hurston. I mean, Hurston, you see the scene, you get this sort of great sense of the South and the time that she was writing about. But then there's a little more going on behind the scenes.
Right.
And I think also Zora. I mean, what a great name for a superhero or a detective.
Which, actually she herself was very pleased with her own name. Yeah. There's a great moment in the book where she realizes her name as though she was named for the first time. We will be talking about Zora and Me in just a moment. The voice of Zora Neale Hurston.
Make up my bed last night over the wall. Make up my bed last night over the wall. Make up my bed last night.